We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. And we're very, very pissed off. Yeah.
Hey, we're doing it again. Oh boy. This has been a long time, but the wife and kid are out of town. They are visiting, they are doing the pilgrimage back east to visit their homeland of Pennsylvania, where it's 1,000% humidity and 1,000,000 degrees, and I am so happy not to be there and instead talking with you. So today's musical guest is the band Fanny. Now, you're saying to yourself, wow, this band has got quite the retro sound. Well, no, not really, because when it was their sound, it was new. Because this recording, I think, is from, 1969, 71, something like that. And they are a band. You'll see them on YouTube pop up now and then. They're an all-woman group, way before the Go-Go's, way before the Runaways, and they are hard rockin'. Now, I apologize for the sound quality for this recording. It's highly compressed. I pulled it off the internet. And the thing of it is that this album, so they did like four or five studio albums, and then they did this album, which is called Live at Beat Club. And I listened to pieces of all the other albums, and all the other albums sound like Starland Vocal Band or ABBA, or, you know, like very clean, very soulless, very polished. But then when you listen to this Beat Club album, it's all the same songs that are on all the other albums. But this has got energy and it's got grit, and the women are like belting it out. And it's not about being pretty. It's about just rocking hard. And so that's why I chose this recording over all the others. But there must be some sort of weird rights issue with this album, because all the other albums you can buy on MP3, this one you can't. Like, you might be able to find it on CD somewhere, and you might be able, you definitely can find it on vinyl. But I think it's because it's this Beat Club thing where, like, nobody knows, like, who owns the rights to it, or, you know, what's going on. And so I wanted to use these recordings because it's so good, as opposed to the other middling albums. But you can't get it on MP3, and there's no goddamn way in hell I am getting the vinyl, hooking up my turntable, digitizing it. No, you can just put up with some subpar average quality audio for, you know, the 10 seconds here and there. I raise it back up and it comes back in. It won't kill you, trust me. Yeah, like that lyric right there where she really digs in. It's like sort of Janis Joplin-esque. I really blame the record producers of their previous studio albums for just neutering them, because there's no way, like, it's not like they learned how to do this in the four records, right? They were already doing this, and somebody got a hold of them and said, no, don't do that. It's too much. That's what the boys do. You're girls. You got to do this thing. There is a documentary about this band that they did in 2021. And at that time, everybody was still alive. They were in like their 70s, maybe even in their 80s. And if I can find it, I think it'd be fun to watch. Part of the documentary is them getting the band back together and doing the playing together and playing out and playing shows. And of course they do all the other, like, here's the history and this is all the nonsense and the sexism we had to put up with. So if you can find it, it's out there. Once again, the band is Fanny. Okay, so today is June 30th, the last day of June, the last day of Happy Pride Month, and that means tomorrow is Billing Day, in which all hands on deck and everybody does what they do at work to generate invoices for the company. Because if we don't do this, we don't get paid and we all lose our jobs. Anyway, so I'm enjoying my last bit of stress-free freedom on this Sunday afternoon before getting thrown back into the pit. Okay, so last night was my neighbor's birthday, and apparently these people have a lot of money. I mean, look, they bought they bought the house across the street from us. All the housing prices in here are insane. They are twice what we bought this house for, more than twice. Why, in fact, let me tell you, I've been going to all the open houses in the neighborhood, and it's buck wild what people are charging for. There's one house in our neighborhood, just down the street from us. An old lady lived there. They were probably the original owners or maybe the second owner, had not updated the house in forever. And so this house flipper came in, fixed it up really nice. Now that's going for $2 million. $2 million cash American dollars.
Some kind of happiness is measured out in miles. What makes you think of something special when you smile?
And then we've got the other end of the spectrum. We've got this other house down the street, or around the corner, I should say, that might have been abandoned. I'm not sure. It looks bad. There's a car that may or may not run that's in the garage. The siding on the outside is rotting away in pieces and peeling up, and it's a bit of a mess. And inside there, were not about to spend a bunch of money, certainly not $300,000, which would probably what it would cost to fix it up and get it livable. No, they just ripped all the sheetrock off the walls, maybe updated the wiring a little bit to just to not be a fire hazard. And then that was it. And the floor is cracked, the tile is broken, and they didn't even bother to sweep it up. That house is going for $1 million. All right. So then there's another house that's in between the two, and it looks like it was updated in the 70s, maybe. You know, all the appliances are old. There's old linoleum on the floor. That house is going for $1.7 million. So, you know, I mean, it seems like the best value is the $1 million house, right? Because then you can do whatever you want to it. You can make it yours. Problem being, though, is everything has to get a permit because you are starting from nothing. And you can't probably get a loan for that $300,000. It's just gonna be $300,000 that, you know, if you can afford rent on another place that you're gonna live in. We talked to these people down the road. They were renovating their house. It took them over a year 7 months of that was just the permitting process. They're just, San Mateo is just slow to get the permits done or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's fascinating to go into these places and see what people have done and all of these things. It's quite something. And good God, we just got so lucky with when we bought that we could actually afford it, as opposed to now, where if we wanted to buy a place, we'd have to move out of state. So anyway, at this party, I was talking to some people, and there is one guy there who I was talking to, and he works in tech company now, but for a while he was working for a book publisher, and he, as one of his book publishing clients, he got paired up with Chris Elliott. And Chris Elliott was like, well, I have this kind of weird idea for a sort of mystery novel, but I don't really know anything about story structure or character development or anything. I just know about jokes. And the guy was like, well, I know about the other stuff, so I can help you with it. I guess I really should have asked more questions like, what was Chris Elliott like? But most of the time I spent explaining to the other guy at the table, who is like 20 years younger than us, like who Chris Elliott was. I'm more like 30 years younger than us. And eventually he like figured it out, I guess. But I guess I was just taken so aback by the whole thing. I was like, oh, that's wild that you would just be like, I guess I can help you with this. I don't know. I was doing something. I guess I was watching YouTube or something. And I saw an ad for, I think it's a video game. I'm not sure. It looks like it might be a movie or a video game or both. I don't know. And the video game is called Mixtape. And it is just chock full of nostalgia. I mean, it is just like, just preying on your, oh, do you remember this? Do you remember that? You know, type of thing. But boy, howdy, did it get me, right? Like, I don't know if I even want to get into this game or whatnot, because I left the ad really kind of sad, because it just reminded me of my youth, and God, I made so many mixtapes, and I just, you know, that feeling of like hearing one of those songs and being teleported back to that time, and just, I don't know, just feeling like the world was in front of me, like I was just, yeah, I wasn't even out of high school yet, and like anything was possible. And now I'm old, and God, I feel like I'm about to die any minute, even though I probably have got some years left in me, hopefully. It just made me think of like how, you know, when they say youth is wasted on the young, they ain't kidding, man. Like, they just, I think I just was such in a hurry to get out of there and get out of high school and just be done with it all, that I did not really appreciate it maybe as much as I should have. But then again, maybe I'm over romanticizing it. I mean, I really did hate high school. I took classes that were way too hard for me. I spent lots of sleepless nights. You know, I'm not a fast reader, and yet I was expected to read a lot and frequently. So, yeah, I don't know. But hopefully this will remind me to stay in the present and appreciate the things that I have while they're going on, and not take it all for granted. All right. Well, enough of that sad stuff. This is going to be a short podcast this week. I don't know why. Maybe I haven't been doing much. I don't know. One of the things that happened that I can't remember if I talked about it or not, but it's still, I think about it so much that it bears repeating. I believe when we were in New Orleans, there was a woman who was sitting across from us and she ordered a diet soda. You know, she ordered a sandwich and a diet soda. And I'm like, what are you talking about? A diet soda, right? Like, you know, when we see those movies and a guy walks into a bar and he's like, I'll have a beer. And it's like, dude, beer is like, there's so many choices and they're all wildly different. Like, you're just going to have a beer. And that's what I felt about this woman. I'm like, lady, do you really not care about yourself at all? Or are you just so freewheeling and open to everything? You're like, I don't care as long as it has bubbles and aspartame. That's all that matters to me. Give me a Diet Dr. Pepper. Give me a Coke Zero. Give me a zero-calorie Sprite. I don't care. As long as it's fizzy and without sugar, that's fine by me. Woo! I'm living life. I'm fancy-free. I don't know. Maybe it's a Diet Squirt. Maybe it's a Pepsi-free. You got any Diet Crystal Pepsi back there? I know. How about you just take some Crystal Light and just blast some CO2 into that and fizz it up for me. That's all I need. No, I don't want water. Boo. I don't want coffee or tea. I know none of those have calories. No, I got a sweet tooth, but I need something that's not gonna make me fat. P.S. I'm fat. Anyway, my point is that is the most wild thing to say of like, I'll just have a diet soda. And then I've been thinking about this so much and like, oh God, I wish I could like do it on stage and like craft that into a bit and then do it in front of an audience. And then the more I've been thinking about it, I'm like, wait, did somebody already do this? And I'm really starting to betray my own memory because I'm like, well, have I just been thinking about it so much that I have convinced myself that it did happen, but it happened to someone else, and someone else has polished this rant into something more meaningful, and I am parodying it back? Or in fact, am I the only one that has thought of this and thought of it this way? I don't know. All right. Well, from me, from the music of Fanny and Bright Brown, let's do this one more time. Till then!